OpenAI has increased its number of paying enterprise customers from 2 million to 3 million in just 4 months. The increase reflects the company's attractiveness as an AI-native company, rather than a company that integrates AI into existing products, and could also indicate a greater readiness among corporate users to integrate AI into production. Meanwhile, Reddit is suing Anthropic for allegedly having used data from its discussion groups to train AI models, without permission or compensation. Microsoft's carbon emissions are up 23.4% since 2020, largely due to the increased need for data centers. However, 97% of the 2024 carbon footprint were Scope 3 emissions. These are emissions considered to be outside of a company's direct control, like those linked to transportation, raw materials and chips and hardware, as well as to the preparation of steel and concrete for building data centers. In an Irish Times article, Meta's chief privacy officer is largely critical of European legislation, claiming that it results from a vocal minority of activist groups to delay AI innovation. The EU has recently fined Meta €200 million under the Digital Services Act, accusing the company of using misleading practices and unclear terms to steer users to the option of having their personal data processed, degrading the service for those who do not. Bond, a global technology investment firm, has published a data-detailed presentation on the current and predicted status of AI. The report notes that the cost of model training is increasing though inference costs are falling, and that the rise of China and open-source models are risks to the monetization of AI. Elsewhere, an MIT Technology Review article presents several cases of language model hallucination in evidence submitted in court trials. The real risk is that, at some point, a judge will make a decision based on evidence that has been partly hallucinated by AI. As part of its campaign to reduce federal funding, the Trump administration has canceled more than 100 research projects relating to climate change. The administration has come up with a new science budget proposal that entails a 60% cut in overall research spending, with a near elimination of clean energy technology research. New research measures large language model memorization, the degree to which a model can retain data points seen in training. Using an information theoretical approach, the researchers find that GPT-style transformers can memorize between 3.5 and 4 bits of information per parameter. The researchers postulate that modern language models are trained on too much data to be able to test whether specific data points have been memorized from the model's training data, or simply inferred by the model.